This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing in Mishnah Brura, Daf HaShavua, Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Lamed Ches, Se'if Tes. Mitzta'er, someone who's distressed. Umishain Datam Yushavasalav, someone who doesn't have settled mind. Unechayna, and established and proper. Pater, he's examined. It is prohibited to divert your mind from Tefillin. Mitzta'er, says Mishnah Brura, afilu mibnei hatsina. Even if he's cold, you know, he goes into the shul and they set the air conditioner for 32. You know, so it's 90 degrees outside and it's 34 degrees inside. He's mitzta'er. V'ayin b'samach. Look in the next sif katan. She'ein daito. Yomari b'shi'i evsholi yashav date. It's talking about where you cannot settle your mind. Avalami evsholi. But if it's impossible, chayev liyashav dat alanichan, you chayev to settle your mind and to put them on. So here's the question: what if, you know, something's on your mind, something's bothering you? So you're putter from tefillin. Are you allowed to put on tefillin in that situation? Did we have earlier that? Chayla me'ayin is not only putter, he's not allowed to. And they're also lahachmer. But we do have in the Ramah says in Siman Lamech Chesef Aleph, Avoshar Chayla im etzdar b'choyoy bein da'at mishav salah putter. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Shema mitachatzai yaseir daite mehem." But v'mroitzel hachmeratzin rashai. You're allowed to be machmer. But what does that mean? You're allowed to be machmer and wear the tefillin, even though the person is sick and he might be distracted. But what if you know something's bothering you, and you will be distracted? Then you're not to wear tefillin. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like you're not.
Right.
Okay. I agree. If you start to cry, you should take them off. But what if you're not crying? You're just, you know, vertracht with the situation. You know? You're there, your body is there, but your mind is not there. Like Chasam Sofer writes, Vayikach Koirach. Vayikach Koirach. Rashi says, Lokcham Bidvarim. Because what does it mean to take a person? If you tie a person up and you put them somewhere, you took them. The only way to take someone is to take their mind, so to persuade them. So if your mind is not there, in other words, something's on your mind, someone's bothering you, should you not wear a tefillin? Do you see anyone who says you're allowed to? Okay, they're not, okay, in that case, they're not thinking about the tefillin, but they're davening. And what are they thinking about? Many people, the whole davening, they're thinking about whatever is on their mind. But what if a guy is mamish, you know, he's, you could tell, there's something troubling him, you know?
Yeah, but the Gemara in Sukkah talks about by Abelis and not wearing tefillin, and then what happens if you see your ship drowning and sinking in the sea? Gemara says you have to do what you're supposed to do and keep your mind on not on your business and on the davening and the tefillin.
Right. But let's say the guy knows he's not going to. So should he not put on tefillin? Okay. We have to think about that. Sif Yud. Hakorei b'Torah. One who's reading the Torah, pater menachas tefillin kol hayom. He's exempt from putting on tefillin the whole day. Zulas b'shas kriyas shema u'tefillah. This is amazing halacha. Someone who is reading Torah, he's exempt from wearing tefillin the entire day except for Shema and Shemayne Esrei. Says the Mishnah Berura, Batoira, Efshar Dedavka B'Torah Shebechsav, it could be Davka when you're saying Torah Shebechsav, the Loi Ba'Oisik B'Gemara. The Torah Yeshlamer Shi Atzma Ois. The reason why Torah, your Pater, is because Torah itself is an Ois. Why? Shenizgar Ba Yitzias Mitzrayim. So what does it mean, your Pater? Pater means, Yitzlamer She'en Tzach Livsoik Milimudai Kedei Lanicham. Means you don't have to interrupt your learning to put on the tefillin. Aval Koidim Lazeh Chayiv. It means in middle of learning, you don't interrupt to put them on. But before you learn, you are chayiv in the tefillin. Gam be'emtzem roitza lipsak ulaniach gam kein rashai. Also in the middle, if you want to interrupt your learning and put on the tefillin, you're allowed to. We don't say, well, in the middle of learning, I can't interrupt to put on the tefillin. You're allowed to v'yachal avarchalim. Shafal pi shapater melahafsik v'shvilan. Even though I'm exempt, so you say, if I'm exempt, I can't make a bracha if I'm putting it on. How can you make a bracha on something you're pater on? No. Even though you're pater from interrupting, mikomakam kivan sharoitza lahafsik milimudai, since you want to interrupt, hare chai betfil miyad shemafsik. You're right. While you were learning, you were pater. But the moment you stop, now you're chayiv. So you say, well, I'm middle of learning. Should I stop? If I'm middle of learning, I'm pater. Well, that thought already obligated you, because that thought, you already stopped learning. Once you stop learning, now you're chayiv. It's interesting that the reason given in the Mishnah Berurah, why if somebody's learning their pater from tefillin, is because learning is an ois. If I'm not mistaken, I once saw another svara. Since the whole tachlis of wearing tefillin is l'man tia toras Hashem b'ficha, the whole purpose of wearing tefillin is in order to learn. So if you're learning, then why should you put on tefillin? The whole reason I'm putting on tefillin is in order to learn. So I'm already doing it. I'm already learning. So what do I need the tefillin for? But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah says the reason why, if you're learning pater from tefillin, is because Torah itself is an ois. What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think I once saw in the smag. Okay. Mehanochas tefillin. V'yafa gav shemachuyav l'hafsik mitam tarki darkam kol mitzvah shechuyuv an olav. Oh. Kedi yisubi yaradeh sivin reish mem. Ah, you're mechuyav to interrupt Torah to mekayim all mitzvahs. So I would have said, well, Mishnah Berurah already answered this question. This is different because you already have an ois. No, but then he says, he brings in what I just said, Shani mitzvah tefillin, Sheker Toyota, Hula Torah, Kedach Sivu, Zikar Meinach, Laman Tia Tosim Shvicha, Akin Mekiman Shekvar Oisek B'Tar Mekon, Yom Tzach Levato Torah B'Shvul Zeh. This is a different svar than he said before. Before he said, if you're wearing tefillin, you're pater, because it's an ois. Just like on Shabbos, you don't wear a tefillin. So, when you're learning, you don't wear a tefillin. I would have answered this question. What do you mean? You're mechuyav l'hafsik mitam tarki time kol mitzvahs. Yeah, but there's a special reason why not to do tefillin, because it's an ois. Anyway, al kein mikivan shekvar osik b'tor mikodim tzach levatol tor b'shul zeh. Zulaf d'shak kriya shema utvila kidei l'kabalov omach ha-shamayim. V'gam sh'oz adayin ein osik b'tora. And also then, you're not yet engaged in Torah. I don't understand that. Who says? You have to have the tefillin on. What do you mean? What if I started learning from before? The Hagra pasak b'biyurei didafka misha tayrasay umnasa kigan rajbi v'chaverav. The Gra says you can only use Torah as an exemption to not wear tefillin if Torah is your career. Aval kigoinanu baras srichin l'hafsik af l'tefillin. We have to interrupt even for tefillin. So that's an interesting question. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be giving two reasons why tefillin why Torah exempts you from tefillin. Either because Torah itself is an ois. Now, by the way, why is Torah an ois? Torah is an ois because it has Yetzias Mitzrayim in it. It mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what an ois is. Bris Milah is an ois. What does that have to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim? I mean, Shabbat, I would have thought it's an ois because it's a covenant between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Bris is an ois. Shabbos is only an ois because Shabbos is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. By the way, Tosfos in Moed Katan brings a Deya that Matzah is an ois and Sukkah is an ois. So why, according to this Mishnah Berurah, it would be because it's Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sif Yud Aleph, Lo Yachlo Tefillin Bifnei Rabbi. Do not remove your tefillin before your Rebbe. Ela Yifna L'Tzad Acher. You should turn to the other side. Mipnei Emasai, out of fear, V'yachlo Yitzlo Bifanim. Remove the tefillin, not in his presence. Says Mishnah Berurah, Bifnei Rabbi, Hainu Rabbi Muvhak, Deroiv Chachma Seyimena. That is a Rebbe Muvhak, who most of your Chachma is from him. So nowadays we don't really have the concept of Rabbi Muvhak, but it is possible that we do. First of all, it's hard to, you know, nowadays you have one Rebbe for the Aleph, a different Rebbe for the Beis, a different Rebbe for the Gimel, you know. You have a different, used to be the Rebbe taught the Aleph Beis and he brought you till the Shev Shvaitza. But nowadays, you know, every Madrega there's a different Rebbe. The Tosfos Yom Tov says the Lashon of Muvhak, Muvhak is like Mavhik, to shine. The Rebbe that brings out, so to speak, the shine of Torah in you, that's your Rabbi Muvhak. Or the Rebbe that gives you a derach halimud, that teaches you how to learn. So it's not necessarily the quantitative information he relayed. Okay, but anyway, someone who's a Rabbi Muvhak, who you got Roiv Chachma from, you don't take up the tefillin. Why? Be out of fear. Right, so Lamar, Dezilzul hu shemagala roish b'fanav. It's disparaging to uncover your head in front of him. The Dirshu brings an interesting question from the Aruch HaShulchan. So if it's a zilzul, so how are you allowed to take off tefillin in front of your father? The Aruch HaShulchan says in Yaradeus and Reish Mem Beis that because of the closeness to the father is not makbid. Now we know that a father could be meichal and is covered, but could a father be meichal and a zilzul? I don't know that it's Pasha the father Kri Mechan Azilzel. Okay, Mishnah Berurah continues. Shemagala Roisha Befanav. So then the question is, how can you put on tefillin? So the Dershu quotes the Tehillah Le David, because you're doing it Litzarech Hanachas Tefillin. Okay. Ulefiza Afilun Krachalatz Rabbi Tehillah Aser. Accordingly, even if the Rebbe took off the tefillin first, it would be Aser. If you tilt to the side, Vizarma Legalis Roishai Befanav, and you're careful from uncovering your head before him, Nira Diyeshal Hakal B'chal Gavne, it appears that you could be Mako in all situations. By the way, you're not supposed to take off tefillin in front of a Sefer Torah. Take a look in Simen Chaf Hei Sivkatan Nun Ches. There we learned that you should not take off the tefillin in front of a Sefer Torah. It's also a zilzal. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'hacholtzo in kaidem akabon yizor shol yachzah shol roish b'fnei a Sefer Torah k'day shol egala roish b'fneha eli yitzalik litzdadin." So if you know you're davening nusach svard, right? They put out, they take back the Sefer Torah pretty late. Right, they have it hanging around there for Asher Yuval Tzion. You can't take off your, you can't take off your tefillin shorosh in front of a Sefer Torah. Okay, Kain Kasav Prima Gadim. Okay, Va'ayin Shama Demash Minedim Tcholtzon Son Chashecha Yishachem Cholgam Mechalz Osem Kodem Shecholatz Rabbi. If you're taking off tefillin close to dark, you should be machmer not to take them off before the Rebbe takes them off. Dimnira Shemoira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi Shehigi Azmanoi Lachloitz. Okay, now this is a Yisoid Gadol. People like to tell rabbis halachas. It's no problem. Rabbis don't know all halachas. But it's not a good idea. One is not to be Moira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. Not only that, one is now to take off the tefillin before the Rebbe as if to say, you know, come on, Shkia is coming, let's go. You know, the guy who's running to wash before Shkia, you know, before his Rebbe. Can't do that. You know, I'll do that. V'ayin le'el simen met chafhei sivkata non ches mashu kosav nusham b'shem aprimagadim. Okay, Rabbi said, we'll hold it over here. We'll finish up Simen Lamed Ches tomorrow. Tomorrow's a short day. Tomorrow's going to be like a quasi doubleheader. Okay, we're gonna start Simen Lamed Ches. So it won't take us more than the regular time, but we'll try to do 2 days tomorrow. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Kol Tov. Be well.
What you said is not to take a film in front of a sanctuary.
Recording stopped.
Even if you say the fire is rolled up and closed, then also not allowed to.
That's what it seems like.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.